So which one did you show? Not
well,
him.
Go ahead and tell you a story.
So yesterday, the founding and namesake of the 1970s and 80s era rock group, the J. Geils Band.
Right here in Boston.
Yes. Well, guess what he did right here in Boston?
What did he do?
He's facing drunk driving charges after he rear-ended a car in Concord while intoxicated early Tuesday afternoon.
Well, it happens.
Yeah, you know, you think you can get away with these day drinking.
Maybe he beeped.
Maybe he heard a song on the radio and he got excited.
So who's the front man now? Peter Fox?
So, Peter Wolf.
Peter Wolf, I mean. Peter Fox. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, Peter Fox. Freeze frame.
Yeah, he's Peter
Fox.
Freeze
frame. Freeze frame.
What we have here, ladies and gentlemen, is a rear-ending in Concord, Mass.
My angel is here.
Well, good Xenophore. Thing there's a jail across the street.
I'm taking myself in.
People, you know, probably don't even know what we're talking about. No, we have, like, listeners our age, but
you too,
for the youngsters, they have no idea.
My wife was looking at shoes like
that's
that.
Pretty good, dude. That's scary good.
Okay, so
Peter Wolf is going to be the front man?
Well, what he still is.
What a pillar of society he is.
Well, John W. Giles is 70, by the way.
70. We have a bit.
A bit?
Yeah, well, it's a clip from him in jail. I think it's jail stinks.
So, Johnny Giles lives in Groton. He was charged with operating under the influence of alcohol, which would be his second offense. He also faces an allegation that he failed to use care when stopping, police said. This is my favorite part. According to a police report, Giles was driving a red antique car. Can't afford a new one, jerk? When he hit a woman's Nissan sedan on Elm Street at 1 p.m. Officers said Giles was unsteady on his feet, smelled like alcohol, and could not complete failed sobriety test. He's 70, by the way.
But you know what? That was in his heyday. He was the same exact way.
Tuesday,
he wasn't steady on his feet. He smelled like alcohol.
It's rock and roll, baby. And, of course, the breath test given in the field indicated that he had a blood alcohol content of 0.168.
Oh.
He insisted that back in my day, 0.50 was more than acceptable. Yeah. Police said more than twice, that was twice the limit. Giles told officers he was not drunk, but the document also alleges he said he was slightly sober.
Excuse me, Mr. Giles, would you please blow into this? Whoa, we've never heard a breathalyzer make that noise.
What officer reported finding a Diet Coke bottle containing a liquid with a strong smell of alcohol?
Oh.
Giles was released on personal recognizance at his arraignment Wednesday and Concord District Court.
I don't think life is over for the Giles Band.
No, they got one more tour in them. This is what the judge, in her infinite wisdom, ordered him to refrain from drinking and not to drive.
Yeah.
His license was suspended following the incident, according to state records. In recent years, Giles was embroiled in a legal dispute with the band that bears his name, and other members have toured without him. Maybe they called him, but he was just too drunk to know.
That's right.
Yeah. And that is our segment of Where They Are Now.
All right. Very good, Christopher. That was a segment we just made up on the fly. So, 3:04 in the afternoon. Do you have a funny story or would you like to tell? Or would you like to talk about the Red Sox?
Yeah, let's take a couple things off the plate. But before we do that, I just want to say something kind of sad. At an end of an era. Cliff Williams, the bassist for AC/DC, played his last show with the band the other day. So I do want to mention that. He's retiring.
Yeah, they're all done. I should have worn my... I was going to wear my AC/DC t-shirt today, too.
Yeah, I think according to him, he says Angus still wants to do it.
With who?
I don't know. Maybe me and you.
Brian, why not? Hey, I'm in.
We're pretty good.
We're all right.
We'll sit in wheelchairs with them, rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
Yes, is that, and also just want to mention that today is the 67th birthday of Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, okay. And I thought, Chris, Axl was going to tour with them.
He did. I think it was just to fill out the remaining tour dates, but there's still talk that he may do another gig with them, you know? So I think if the money's right, if the check clears, I think Axl will do whatever Axl will do.
Because he's touring with GNR right now still.
He's me and you gave him $50. I think he'd show up and do the shout outs. Hey, the GMAQUA. Timmy Sweet's a child of mine. Axl Rose doing the shout outs for the giddy up. We'll kind of take a little break from what we usually do and talk a little sports.
Well, everybody knows what's going on. We just want to touch on it.
A little bit of Red Sox news.
In case you've been living under a rock.
I'm very excited. The Red Sox are, the magic number is 5 to clinch the division.
Mm-hmm.
Any combination of 5 Red Sox victories and losses by the remaining teams. So that's either Baltimore or Toronto. They're neck and neck. By the way, Baltimore plays Toronto this weekend, I believe. So
right,
that's gonna...
We play the Jays now.
We play them next week. We were going to Tampa.
Oh, Tampa. I'm sorry.
Off Monday.
Rays, I meant.
Yep.
Not Jays. And then we play the Skankies.
Yep.
Yeah.
In New York. Yes. And then back to end the season.
Yeah.
The regular season, not the season.
Right, right.
At Fenway. So this weekend, Sox are in Tampa. But, you know, these two teams can beat each other up a little bit. Actually, will help the Red Sox.
Absolutely.
Because they'll help knock down their magic number either way.
We're looking good.
Yeah.
And speaking of looking good, Poppy is looking extra good.
Jeez.
He's having a career year.
Wow.
MVP numbers up. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
36 homers.
Yeah.
120, what, three RBIs?
Yeah, he's at 123.
Oh,
and that's a record for a guy in his last season.
It is. It is a record.
So me being a baseball nerd, you know who has the record?
He's 40 years old. He has the most home runs of anybody ever in the history of baseball in their last season.
Season, yeah.
Yes.
So the RBI thing is kind of weird because he now has he's at 40 with 123 RBIs. He broke Shoeless Joe Jackson's record, but Shoeless Joe was in his prime and he was suspended because of the
1919
Black Sox scandal.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's a little oddity, and that tells you, what kind of season he is having, too. And so we're very excited about this.
Okay, right.
And so we're both wearing Red Sox regalia today.
We are. That's right, sir. And also, if you want to touch on your Patriots, who played last night.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And obviously, most of you know, I'm not a Patriots fan. I'm not saying I'm not a fan. I do like the Patriots. I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, lifetime. But I do appreciate the Patriots and seeing a great team. Oh, well, actually, I should say a great coach.
Well, I'll tell you this.
He could coach the Pop Warner team from Malden and have beaten Houston last night.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but there's a foundation, and if you give a donation, there's a raffle, and the winner gets to play quarterback next week.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know why you're a big Bills fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of one player. You know who that player was?
I do.
I'll tell you who it was.
Yeah,
you don't know who it was.
Oh, I don't.
It was Fred Smirlis.
Oh, Smirlis.
You love the mustaches.
I do.
You have a thing.
So Fred Smirlis, we got Frankie and Bergamo and Tom Selleck. We got the trifecta going. Your Patriots did a fantabulous last night. A shutout.
Yep.
Because he was the backup to the backup.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, I'll give you a little bit of Patriots trivia here. You may know, because you're a big Patriots fan. You know that was the first black quarterback that has ever started a Patriots game.
I did know that.
You did?
Yeah, they've had backups. They had Michael Bishop and Rohan Davey.
Backups.
Yeah, but they never started.
No black quarterback has ever started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'll give you another little tidbit of information you may not know. His 29-yard scamper for a touchdown.
Yep, I know this.
What?
It was the longest run since 1978, since
Steve Grogan. All right, so you did know that. Yep. All right. Well, I can't stump the chump, but I can...
I know all things
I can
Grogan.
Rattle off some Patriots trivia as well.
Yeah.
Even though I belong in Buffalo.
If you know Pauly like I know Pauly, he's Mr. Boston. He could be mayor. He's like, he could be a tour guide. Red Sox, Celtics, Bruins, and out of nowhere, the Bills.
I know.
I get it, though. Growing up, you know, like I said, that mustache of Freddie Smirlis's was so alluring.
It wasn't. It was, all right, well, it was OJ, but.
Joe Ferguson.
Joe Ferguson?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't Ferguson. He was before Kelly. And, no, it was Kemp.
Joe DeLamalore.
It was Kemp who ran for president.
Yeah, he did.
Jack Kemp.
He did.
I used to have a Jack Kemp jersey. I won at one of the, up in Buffalo, at one of the raffles. Oh, it was an original, too.
Wow, really?
Number 15, yeah, Jack Kemp.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, well, it's gone, so. I think I threw up all over it at
the Anchor Bar.
At the Anchor Bar at Buffalo. Anyways. Oh, well, Carla says she's listening in, so. We'll give her another shout out.
Hey, Carla.
It's 3:11 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? You want me to play a song and then how about this? We're gonna come back with the
Want to do the shout outs again?
No, we don't want to do the shout outs again.
I'll do them as Axl Rose.
Yeah, maybe next week. Yeah. All right, so we're gonna do a song, and actually it's a request from our buddy Old School Steve. And it happens to be from 1996. Want to come back and do the top 20 from 96 after we spun the wheel?
Yeah, I think we'll do that.
And it landed on 26, right?
Yep, right on September. Yeah, this date, 1996.
All right, so it was a 96 song. 3:12 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO. And we get a phone call, of course, as we're going out. All right, one sec, okay? WMFO, you are live on the air.
The breeze.
Oh, it's the breeze. All right. Well, then this is a very important phone call.
Stop what you're doing.
Hey, turn down that radio in the background.
Everybody, stop what you're doing. Pay attention to this man.
Hold the presses.
Because you'll have to know when snuggling day will be for this weekend. It's beautiful out now, brother.
You know, I was fading off into the sunset, and I said, What do I got to do today?
Come on.
And I said, I got to be on the Giddy Up.
That's right. Come on, it's a 5-minute segment. You can't do it once a week. What all the money we pay you? Oh, my God, that contract is way over. Over the top.
Tomorrow, cloud and sun, high 67.
High 67?
Still a little low for my liking.
Can't make it to 69?
That's sexy, well, 69.
It'd be a little hotter if we reach 69, though.
That's what you want. So is that the snuggle day?
Well, that could be a snuggle night. Cause
snuggle
it's
night.
Be in like, well, 50 degrees at night. But yard day, Sunday
fun day, yes.
Sunny skies.
Sunshine.
All sunny skies.
Oh, beautiful.
Probably highs in the 64. So push 69, Paul. You got to do something freaky.
I'll go down to Revere Beach in my marble bag bathing suit. Yes, and I'll hang out with all the Ginzos on the wall.
How are you guys doing this weekend?
Okay, brother. How are you doing?
I'm
you sound tired, man. Did we wake you up from your slumber?
No, when I hang out with you, I'm going in slumberland.
Oh, that's what it is?
But listen, the promise is the promise.
I appreciate it.
Here.
Yeah. Hey, dude, it's good to have you back on the show because... it wouldn't be the same without the breeze blowing through the giddy-up.
Yeah.
And that's not code for anything, by the way.
By the way, Pauly, before you play the 3:11 song, throw it back to me. I have some breaking sports news.
All right. All right, Breeze, thank you very much, brother.
So you guys have a great weekend.
You have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, Breeze. Right. See
and we'll
later,
talk
bro.
To you next week.
Take care, Chris.
Okay, bro. Thanks.
Thanks, man.
All right. The Breeze.
All right. This goes from the absurd to the sublime. Report, Jacoby Brissett needs surgery on his thumb.
Cut it out.
This is from Ian Rappaport, who is probably the best texter.
I know her, yes.
So they call him Rap Sheet. QB, Brissett suffered a thumb sprain, sources said. Those involved are weighing his options, expecting to add a QB. this is Mike Petralia, who's from WEEI. Sources confirmed torn right thumb ligament for Brissett.
So that means Garoppolo will be playing next week.
Suffered injury
against my Bills.
Yep. faces likely surgery for stabilization. Let's see what they say. New England's next game is against the Bills. If Rex Ryan can't get his team's first win, against an opponent quarterback by Julian Edelman or a guy off the street, he's going to get fired, right?
It would be Helen Keller.
Yeah.
But Belichick will be able to get a win out of it.
They're going to have the charity. You know, you put your name in, you give them $100, and then you get to be quarterback.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, well, there's breaking news, sports news, but let's get back to some music, all right, from 96. This one goes out to old school. Steve, let's try this again, sir. And tell them what you're listening to. And we'll be back with the Wheel of Time music.
The Wheel.
The Wheel. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
And we will be right back, kids. One goes out to old school Steve. It's Friday!
WMFO Medford. We'll be right back.
A little Plowed by Sponge. And before that was A Little Bush. Never Hurt Anybody. Machine Head. Wow. Those two songs just sounded very dirty.
Yeah, well, at least you didn't play...
Or maybe we just make it sound dirty.
Yeah, no, we make it sound dirty.
Yeah, well, that's what we do here. Welcome back, boys and girls, 3:24 in the afternoon here at beautiful Tufts University. You are listening to the number one freeform station, 91.5 WMFO, and of course you are listening to the best show on this station, The Giddy Up. I'm DJ Pauly B. Sitting across from me is the beautiful... funny man, Christopher Ridgway, and he's about to bring us our time tunnel, or not time tunnel, our, what would you call it?
Our big wheel of time machine.
Our wheel of gone music.
Of terror.
He's going into the archives. We spun the wheel earlier, and it was from 1996, Chris, and okay. Why don't you take it away?
So, as you know, our sweet spot here really is the 90s. It's really the alternative nation stuff. So, you know, we looked at the charts. We spun the big wheel, and here we go. Starting at number 20. If you look up One Hit Wonder in the dictionary, this band comes up. It's Dishwalla with Counting Blue Cars.
Dishwalla.
Yeah. The little Dishwalla did hurt somebody, I guess.
Yes.
One of my favorite names for a band ever, Stabbing Westward.
Yeah.
Great band.
I think so. I think they were a great band.
I love them. Shame from at number 19, 20 years ago this week. Oh, I love this song, man. Maybe we're going to have to play it next week or something. Coming at number 18... Where It's At, from the album Odelay by Beck. Two turntables
and
one microphone.
That's all I need.
And coming in number 17, one of our favorite bands, one of my favorite songs, probably my favorite album by them is Tiny Music from the Vatican Gift Shop.
I agree.
Love it. Turns out it was Scott's favorite STP album.
Tripping on a Hole in the Paper Heart.
Yep. Yes. Exactly. And earlier we played Bush. The former Mrs. Bush.
Oh, yes. Little Gwen Stefani, No Doubt.
No Doubt.
Love this song, Spiderweb.
Yep. Another song about a guy who ticked her off. So whatever you do, do not tick her off. There'll be a song written about you, Pauly B.
All right.
I think Don't Speak was written about
the,
you.
It'll be worth the effort, though.
The lovely ladies in Republica, ladies who do rock, ready to go, shouting it up from the rooftops. So, Michael Scott Stewart, I know you have your Women Who Rock show. I think this is a great addition. Look at us grooving and dancing like we're in our 20s again. 14. Primitive Radio Gods. I remember this from a movie. Was it Jaws?
I don't think so.
I'm trying to think of the name of the movie. It's the one at the record store. And it was really lame. But it's a guilty pleasure. That,
you just described every 70s movie. Or 80s movie.
Primitive Radio Gods, but standing outside a broken phone booth with a handful of change. From the movie Something Records. I can't remember it. Well, I don't know. Okay. Empire Records. Garbage! Stupid Girl! Featuring Uber producer Butch Vig.
That's right.
On the drums. Of course, Butch produced Nirvana. He actually produced the last Foo Fighters album, too. A band you could not get away from. I think they were huge in 96 to 97.
Right.
Sixth Avenue Heartache by The Wallflowers, featuring Jacob Dylan. And on backing vocals, that's
right.
Adam Jurowitz.
Bob Sun. That's
yeah.
Right. Yep.
Counting Crows.
Yeah.
And guitar player on this, interestingly enough, is Heartbreakers guitar player, Mike Lynch, because I guess the guitar player of the band stunk, so he needed a good one. I like Lynch is one of my favorite guitar players, by the way. Sheryl Crow. It makes you happy with a very stony riff. That's another girl. You don't want to date her.
There'll be a song about
you in a half hour.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Not Polly's favorite band at number 10, the Butthole Surfers, probably because Gibby Hayes got good friend Scott hooked on heroin. So Scott Weiland, we should define which Scott. We don't want to be, hey, you're the Scott who's friends with Polly that's a junkie, you know? They see him in the mall, so, you know, he's going to be the junkie. Punk Legends at number 9, Social Distortion, Mike Ness. And the Boys with I Was Wrong. And number 8, Brad Newell. The late, great Brad Newell with What I Got. Brilliant album.
Absolutely.
God, I think we said this the last time we played something that what would have that become?
My God, they'd be like the Foo Fighters now.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
At least he would have been. I think, you know, what a huge talent. That's a shame.
Yep.
Yeah. Number 7. This was called the Trip Hop Acid House Scene. Poe with Angry Johnny.
Yeah, I can't believe this is up that high.
Well, it's your Jezebel in Hell. By the way, don't date her. I got a feeling there's a song about you coming. At number 6 from the album Riot Act. I'm sorry, not Riot Act, from No Code. When the band really tried to redefine themselves, it was Pearl Jam with Who You Are. Pearl Jam still pumping out the rocks and rolls. There's a rumored tour of Pearl Jam and the Foo Fighters next year. That will be in Europe. Get your passport ready, Polly.
Guess where
we're going.
I have my passport ready.
Well, guess what? We're driving on the wrong side of the road either way.
I can walk into Chelsea any day.
I can't. I get nervous. King of New Orleans by Better Than Ezra. At number 4, The Eels. Novocaine for the Soul. At number 3, featuring Patti Smith on vocals with R.E.M., it's Evo the Letter from the album New Adventures in Hi-Fi. An album that they made to tour behind because they hadn't toured in years, and everybody in the band ended up in the emergency room except for the guitar player. At number 2, Giddy Up Approved. They got the big star on their forehead for being Giddy Up Approved.
I love the burden in my hands.
Burden in the hands, but then two in the bush.
That's, well.
You like a burden in your hand? I like a burger in my hand.
that's coming next.
All right, so that's going to bring us to number 1. Polly, would you like to introduce the song?
Sure. At number 1 in the year of 1996, it is a band where whenever I need information, I will call. Just kidding. It is Down by 311, a very good band. I don't think they got enough credit for what they've done.
No,
anyways, let's listen to this.
Thank you, then just let me do it now.
Sorry, Chris. Welcome back. There we go. Welcome back, boys and girls. 3:35 in the afternoon. You listen to the Giddy Up with DJ Pauly B and the funny man, Christopher Ridgway. So, that was the number one song of 96.
Good year, huh? That was a good chart.
I don't know.
You didn't think so?
Yeah. I think I'm going to put my own year on the board, on the wheel next week. It's all going to be the same year.
Was that?
I don't know. I have to do my research.
Go do your spin.
I have to figure out the years I wasn't comatose for the whole year. It's going to be hard
66,
to find one.
66 since you were born in 67.
Yeah, good point. Anyways, you got some information there, buddy, about what's going on? Let's talk about a couple things
that are going on.
Sure.
So this weekend, some things to do here in Boston. There's what's called the Copenhagen Bar Celebration, and this is happening at City Hall Plaza in Boston. So, basically, if you have 45 or 50 bucks to pony up, 95 or $1.25 for a VIP session, you can drink beer in the Boston Common. If you have 12 bucks, you can sit on my patio and drink a 12-pack.
There you go.
That's a little more economical. Sticking with the bear theme, I think I would choose this over the City Hall Plaza. It's Oktoberfest at Night Shift Brewing. And, of course, Night Shift Brewing is located in Everett. Check out what the admission is, Paulie.
What?
Free.
Free?
Free. Works for me.
Absolutely.
Just buy your beer there. That's all you need to know. This is kind of interesting for some of our more cultured listeners. One of you. Free admission to 40-plus Massachusetts museums. I do mention this.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I heard about that, yeah.
I do mention this because...
And that starts tomorrow, correct?
Yes, Saturday.
Right. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think so.
Because museums have gotten really out of hand, expensive, but to bring... that's a good idea.
Yep.
To bring, you know, the interest back to the community of even... museums that people don't even know about.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not even familiar with here, but I'm going to name a couple of them that are included in this. Some we may know. So the ones in Massachusetts are, there's 40 listed in Massachusetts. You can go to boston.com for the listing. The Harvard Museum of Natural History, the USS Constitution Museum in Charlestown, the Mary Baker Eddy Library, which I'm not familiar with. And once again, if you want that information, I think I can get the link and just put it on the Giddy Up, too. And
there was one other I was very interested in. It's in Lexington.
Yeah?
It's the Museum of Civil War Petrified Feet. And the admission is free.
It's free every day, I think. I think it's a scam just to get people in there.
Put your best foot forward. yeah, there's a lot of petrified feet.
So
they're not sure from what side of the war they were.
A couple of things to mention. Because we're all gray at this point. A bit of gourmet food festivals happening on Lansdowne Street while the Sox are away. The gourmet will play. Saturday, September 24th, from 12 to 4 at Fenway Park. $30 for AAA members. For AA members, bring your chips. $40 general admission, all ages. I do want to mention that Ernie Bach has a VIP portion of it at a couple of the clubs there. And my friend Lou Spagnuolo and his band Fortune will be the house band for Ernie Bach's party. So congratulations to Fortune on that. And for you folks in Somerville who are just shouting distance from us, one of Paulie and I's favorite foods, it's the Fluff Festival, the 11th annual What the Fluff.
What the Fluff?
I'll tell you. What the fluff. So eateries like Union Square Donuts and Gracie's Ice Cream, a cooking contest, family-friendly games of Blind Man's Fluff, Fluff Musical Chairs, Marshmallow Toss. That is tomorrow from 3 to 7. If you show up at 8, you are too late. And lastly, what I will be doing tomorrow night, I'll be taking a bath. I'm kidding. I'll be attending the Wilbur Theater, seeing one of my favorite comedians, Mark Maron.
Yes.
If you get a chance, go on IFC, check out his show, Maron. It is a darker Curb Your Enthusiasm, in my opinion. Great, great show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And if you're looking for something to do around town, I think we gave you some suggestions.
There you go. Thank you, Christopher.
You're very welcome.
Very much for that info.
No, I'm Amy Knackbar.
You are not the Knackbar. We miss Amy, actually.
We do.
I'll give her a show.
She just call
see,
in.
See yeah. if she wants to do that again, because that was a lot of fun with her.
She doesn't have to promote anything. Just call in.
She
say
doesn't.
Hello.
All right, 3:40 in the afternoon. We're going to take a quick break, a couple awesome rock and roll songs, and we'll be back to say our goodbyes, which we do not like doing. But it will be that time soon. So, Christopher, take us out. Let them know what they're hearing. If they don't know by now, they come across the wrong station.
Yeah. So for all you who are looking for the classical hour, you have hit the giddy up on 91.5 WMFO Medford Boston.
All right, kids, giddy up.
The light. come to paradise. A gunshot rings out at the station. Another urchin snaps and left it on his own. It makes me wonder why I'm still here. But some strange dreams and it's now feeling like I am. And I'm never gonna go. Welcome to
yeah, welcome to paradise here at the Giddy Up 91.5 WMFO. I'm glad you're all sticking in there with us. It's getting to that hour. Well, the 4 o'clock hour that we dread. We'd go to four in the morning if they let us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, kids.
You mean if they'd feed us? Yeah. If they'd feed us.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, if they'd feed us.
Food? Anyway, 78 degrees in the beautiful state of Medford, Boston. And, I hope we're making you guys laugh and you're having a good time.
Making you sing.
Kicking off your weekend, right? It's almost that time for the whistle to blow. And me and Chris are going to slide down the backside of a dinosaur when we get out of here, like Fred Flintstone. And we'll be, yeah.
Big brontosaurus steaks.
Oh, big brontosaurus steaks.
Huge.
Tonight.
Got to tip over the old Chevelle.
Yeah. And that saber-toothed cat, I would have ate that too.
No kidding.
Anyways, hope you guys enjoyed yourself. It's 3:50. We're going to probably play a couple more songs to get out of here, but we do want to say our goodbyes because we, that's what we do. That's, we really appreciate you boys and girls that listening in to us every week, and I know, we're boobs, but that's what we do best.
we do boobs,
yeah.
Yeah, we do.
And
boobs.
Anyways,
boobs,
okay,
boobs, you name it.
With that being said, anyways, I'm gonna let you go first, right, Christopher, because beauty before age. I even complimented him when I said that.
Look at you. Hey, so, I just want to give a little bit of advice to the incoming freshman.
Yes.
Never hit your mother with a shovel. You'll leave a dull impression on her mind.
That's very profound.
Yes, it is. Thank you. That's a line in a movie. Yeah. Hey, thanks everyone for listening. And for those who we may have missed on the shout outs, next week we will have Axl Rose coming in the studio to do them.
That's right.
So we'll get a real professional doing it instead of me.
Well, he has nothing better to do.
And we got $50 on the table. Tim, take off $50, Axl. Yeah, I just want to thank everyone. It's, you know, we do this because, you know, you're listening, and we hope we've entertained you folks. And as I always say, go as fast as you can, as far as you can, for as long as you can.
Giddy up. And I would like to say that we are taking a 166-hour break because we need it.
Yes.
And, no, obviously, I want to thank everybody for listening in because, as I always say, if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be doing this, and we love doing this. So please continue to listen. And whatever you guys need from us, yard work, anything, we'll be glad to do it as long as you listen. I'm just kidding. Always, I know.
I don't even do my own yard work.
Stay Boston strong, boys and girls. And always be a rock and never roll. And I am going to have to apologize once again to who?
Tommy Brady.
Tommy Brady. But this will be the last week I'll have to apologize to him because I think he'll be back. He'll be let out of prison. And that's our green room. So Tommy Brady and the Patriots, you guys are kicking butt. And but you're going to run into a roadblock next Sunday. So
speed bump, roadblock, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, you can call it a speed bump. That's all right. That being said, anyways, you boys and girls have been the best. I hope we started off your weekend right, and I hope with a smile, and you guys have a great weekend, and we will see you next week. Correct, sir?
We will.
All right. See ya.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my